This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Deposit requirements. Copyright registration often requires the deposit of copies or phonorecords of the work with the Copyright Office. This requirement serves several purposes, including preserving a public record of copyrighted works and facilitating the office's examination of the work for registration purposes. The specific requirements vary depending on the type of work and its method of publication. Copyright infringement and remedies. Determining infringement. Copyright infringement occurs when someone violates any of the exclusive rights granted to the copyright owner under copyright law without permission. The assessment of infringement involves several key concepts. Direct infringement. This occurs when an individual directly engages in one of the exclusive rights of the copyright owner without authorization, such as copying or distributing copyrighted works. Direct infringement does not require knowledge of the infringement, making it a strict liability offense. Contributory infringement. An individual or entity may be liable for contributory infringement if they knowingly induce, cause, or materially contribute to the infringing conduct of another with knowledge of the infringement. For instance, providing a platform used primarily for sharing copyrighted materials without permission might constitute contributory infringement. Vicarious infringement. Vicarious liability arises when an individual or entity has the right and ability to control the infringer's activity and receives a direct financial benefit from the infringement. This often applies in situations where the infringer is under the direct control of the vicariously liable party, such as employees or subsidiaries. The substantial similarity test. To determine infringement, courts often employ the substantial similarity test, comparing the accused work with the copyrighted work to see if the ordinary observer would recognize the copying of protected elements. This test focuses on the expressive elements that are protectable under copyright law, excluding any ideas, procedures, or utilitarian aspects. Remedies for copyright infringement. Copyright law provides several remedies for copyright owners to enforce their rights and seek redress for infringement. Injunctions. One of the most immediate remedies is an injunction, a court order that either restrains a party from continuing infringing activities, preliminary or permanent injunction, or requires them to take specific actions. Actual damages and lost profits. Copyright owners can recover the actual damages suffered due to the infringement, which includes any lost profits. This requires demonstrating the financial impact of the infringement on the copyright owner's earnings. Statutory damages. In lieu of actual damages, copyright owners may opt for statutory damages, which are preset amounts that the court can award per work infringed. The range for statutory damages is broad, giving courts discretion to adjust the amount based on the severity and willfulness of the infringement. Attorney's fees and costs. In some cases, the prevailing party in a copyright infringement lawsuit can recover attorney's fees and costs. This is particularly common when the infringement is deemed willful or in bad faith, and it serves as a deterrent against frivolous or malicious suits. Destruction or impoundment. Courts can also order the impoundment or destruction of infringing copies and devices used to create them, effectively removing infringing materials from circulation. Factors influencing the application of remedies. Several factors influence the application of these remedies, including the willfulness of the infringement, the infringer's ability to pay damages, the economic impact on the copyright owner, and the public interest. The goal is to compensate the copyright owner, deter future infringement, and in some cases, punish the infringer. Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA. Overview of the DMCA. The DMCA, enacted in 1998, addresses the realities of copyright management in the digital age, acknowledging the unique challenges and opportunities presented by digital technologies. It's divided into several parts, with Title I and Title II being particularly influential in shaping the landscape of digital copyright law. Safe Harbor Provisions. Purpose and Impact. Title II of the DMCA provides safe harbor protections for online service providers, OSPs, shielding them from liability for copyright infringement by their users, provided they comply with specific requirements. This framework is crucial for the operation of online platforms that host user-generated content, facilitating the growth of the internet as a dynamic medium for free expression and innovation. Requirements for OSPs. To qualify for safe harbor protection, OSPs must adhere to several conditions, including implementing a policy for terminating repeat infringers, not receiving a financial benefit directly attributable to infringing activity in instances they have control over, and responding promptly to notices of alleged infringement. Notice and takedown process. A cornerstone of the DMCA's safe harbor provisions is the notice and takedown procedure, which allows copyright owners to request the removal of infringing content. OSPs must promptly remove or disable access to the material upon receiving a properly formatted notice, thereby protecting themselves from liability. This process, while effective in many cases, has also been criticized for its potential for abuse and the burden it places on OSPs and content creators. Anti-circumvention provisions. Protecting access control technologies. Title I of the DMCA prohibits the circumvention of technological measures that control access to copyrighted works. This includes encryption, password systems, and other mechanisms designed to prevent unauthorized access to digital content. Limitations and controversies. While intended to protect copyright owners' rights in the digital environment, these anti-circumvention provisions have faced criticism for limiting legitimate research, criticism, and other fair uses. The DMCA provides for certain exemptions, but the process for obtaining these exemptions has been contentious. Online copyright infringement. Challenges in the digital environment. The ease of copying and distributing digital content online presents significant challenges for copyright enforcement. Identifying infringers, determining jurisdiction, and the sheer volume of infringement occurrences complicate enforcement efforts. Mechanisms for addressing infringement. Technological measures. Content ID systems and digital watermarking are examples of technologies developed to monitor and manage copyright infringement online. These tools allow copyright owners and platforms to automatically detect and manage infringing content, though they are not without their limitations and controversies, particularly regarding false positives and the impact on fair use. Legal and policy responses. Beyond the DMCA, copyright owners utilize a mix of legal strategies, including litigation and negotiated agreements with OSPs, to protect their rights. The evolving nature of digital technologies and their use necessitates continuous adaptation of these strategies. International cooperation. Given the global nature of the internet, addressing online copyright infringement often requires international cooperation. Treaties and agreements, such as those facilitated by the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, aim to harmonize copyright laws and enforcement mechanisms across borders. International copyright law. International treaties and agreements. The global nature of copyright necessitates international cooperation and agreements to ensure that creators are protected beyond their home countries. Several key treaties and agreements form the backbone of international copyright law. Berne Convention for the Protection of Literary and Artistic Works. Established in 1886 and now administered by the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, the Berne Convention requires its signatories to provide the same protection to works of foreign nationals as they do to works of their own citizens. It introduces the principle of automatic protection and the concept of national treatment for copyright protection among member countries. Paris Convention for the Protection of Industrial Property. Although primarily focused on patents, trademarks, and industrial designs, the Paris Convention, established in 1883, set important precedents for international intellectual property law, including copyright. Rome Convention for the Protection of Performers, Producers of Phonograms, and Broadcasting Organizations, 1961. This treaty protects neighboring rights which are closely related to copyrights, particularly in relation to the rights of performers, producers of phonograms, and broadcasting organizations. World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. Copyright Treaty, WCT, 1996. The WCT updates copyright protection to address the challenges posed by digital technology, ensuring that copyright laws are applicable to the digital environment. Agreement on Trade-Related Aspects of Intellectual Property Rights, TRIPS. Part of the World Trade Organization's framework, the TRIPS Agreement, established in 1994, sets minimum standards for copyright protection that all WTO members must adhere to, incorporating the core principles of the Berne Convention. These treaties facilitate international cooperation by harmonizing aspects of copyright law, ensuring creators can protect their rights across borders, and fostering a global marketplace for creative works. Cross-border enforcement. Enforcing copyright across national boundaries presents numerous challenges, stemming from differences in national laws, the complexities of determining jurisdiction, and the practical difficulties of legal action in foreign countries. Jurisdictional challenges. Copyright infringement often involves multiple jurisdictions, raising questions about where legal action can and should be taken. Determining the applicable law and securing jurisdiction over foreign defendants can be complex and costly. Mechanisms for enforcement. Despite these challenges, there are mechanisms in place to facilitate cross-border enforcement of copyright. These include the use of international treaties, which may provide for reciprocal enforcement of judgments, and the ability of copyright holders to seek redress through the national courts of the country where the infringement is occurring, relying on the principles of international copyright treaties to which that country is a party. Role of international organizations. Organizations such as WIPO play a crucial role in facilitating international cooperation on copyright issues, offering dispute resolution services, and working to harmonize copyright laws and enforcement mechanisms globally. Digital challenges. The digital environment adds another layer of complexity to cross-border copyright enforcement, as infringing materials can be distributed globally with the click of a button. Initiatives like the WIPO Internet Treaties aim to address these challenges by setting international standards for digital copyright protection and enforcement. Emerging trends and future directions in copyright law. Technological advancements. The rapid pace of technological innovation presents both challenges and opportunities for copyright law and its enforcement. Two significant technologies that are reshaping the landscape are blockchain and artificial intelligence, AI. Blockchain. This technology offers a decentralized and immutable ledger, providing a novel way to manage and protect copyright. By recording copyright registrations, transactions, and transfers on a blockchain, creators can establish a tamper-proof record of ownership and use. Moreover, blockchain can facilitate automated rights management and licensing through smart contracts, potentially streamlining the distribution and monetization of digital content. However, the decentralized nature of blockchain also raises questions about jurisdiction and the enforcement of copyright in a global, borderless digital environment. Artificial intelligence, AI. AI impacts copyright law in multiple ways, from creating new works to detecting copyright infringement. AI-generated content challenges traditional notions of authorship and originality, raising questions about whether such works can be copyrighted, and, if so, who owns the rights. On the enforcement side, AI technologies can help identify and track copyright infringement online, though they also raise privacy and fairness concerns. Legislative and judicial developments. Recent years have seen significant legislative and judicial developments that aim to address the evolving copyright landscape. Legislative changes. In response to the challenges posed by digital technologies, many countries have updated their copyright laws. For instance, the European Union's Copyright Directive aims to balance the interests of creators, consumers, and internet platforms, introducing controversial provisions like the so-called link tax and upload filters. Such changes aim to adapt copyright protections to the digital age, but they also spark debates over free speech, internet regulation, and the rights of users versus creators. Landmark court decisions. Courts around the world are grappling with the implications of new technologies for copyright law. Decisions in cases involving AI-generated works, the use of blockchain to establish copyright, and the liability of internet platforms for user-generated content are setting precedents that will shape the future of copyright enforcement. These decisions not only impact the parties involved, but also guide legislative efforts and influence the development of copyright norms and practices. Implications for the future. The interplay between technological advancements and legal developments is shaping a future in which copyright law must continually adapt to new realities. Key implications include balancing interests. Future copyright law will need to balance the interests of creators, consumers, platforms, and society at large, ensuring that copyright protection does not stifle innovation or access to information. Global coordination. As digital technologies erase geographical boundaries, international cooperation and harmonization of copyright laws will become increasingly important. Flexibility and adaptability. The law may need to embrace more flexible and adaptable approaches to copyright protection, recognizing the unique challenges posed by technologies like AI and blockchain. Today, we delved into various facets of copyright law and its implications in both traditional and digital contexts. We explored basics of intellectual property law. We outlined the different categories of intellectual property law, including copyright, patents, trademarks, and trade secrets, highlighting their definitions, protections, and key features. Copyright Law Hornbook. While a comprehensive 10,000-word hornbook on copyright was beyond our scope, we provided detailed frameworks on several core aspects of copyright law, including its historical background, purpose, subject matter, and key features like the creativity and originality requirement and the necessity of fixation. Formalities and registration in copyright law. We covered the benefits of copyright registration despite the automatic protection copyright law offers, discussing the significance of notice and deposit requirements. Copyright infringement and remedies. The discussion focused on how infringement is assessed, including direct, contributory, and vicarious infringement, as well as the substantial similarity test. We also covered the range of remedies available to copyright owners. Digital copyright issues. We examined the DMCA, highlighting its provisions, particularly the safe harbors for online service providers and anti-circumvention provisions. Additionally, we tackled the challenges of online copyright infringement and mechanisms like the notice and takedown procedure. International copyright law. We provided an overview of key international copyright agreements and discussed the complexities of cross-border enforcement, emphasizing the challenges and mechanisms for enforcing copyright internationally. Emerging trends and future directions. We considered the impact of technological advancements such as blockchain and artificial intelligence on copyright law, along with recent legislative and judicial developments, and their implications for the future. Each section aimed to provide a foundational understanding of copyright law, addressing both its traditional principles and the challenges it faces in the digital age. This exploration was designed to be informative for those studying law, particularly copyright law, and professionals seeking to navigate or understand the nuances of copyright protection, infringement, and enforcement in both national and international contexts.